a female, I'm a first generation immigrant, and I'm a minority. I'm supposed to be show at a woman for much, right? But I choose to be in here. It's such an honor to be here to support our new president, President Trump. I would like to share a little story with you. In 2015, North Carolina State Convention, Trump has not yet declared candidacy. Came to North Carolina for a speech. I chased him all the way to his car. Begged him to run for president. I wrote him a long and passionate email that night, said, please, America need you. Back then, I was very alone, because that mainly Trump supported Biden. And I say, am I only the eyeball over there? Because everything Trump says, reflecting exactly what I believe. Long before I get into politics, 10 years ago, when I traveled down in Georgia with my husband, we passed down to these small towns. We saw a lot of distress, manufacturing, building. And I asked, why those buildings being abandoned? And my husband said, those jobs are shipped overseas. And these are all across America. I said, what happened? Why nobody do anything? I said, we don't know. And that just stuck in my mind. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know anything about American politics. I was barely can speak English better. So I built a website called supportmadeinusa.org 10 years ago. And
yeah.
Because I feel so strong, a country with 300 million population, how could we get by without our own manufacturer base? And we keep importing them. I just don't want to see it. And later, when I researched this project deeply, and I found out America has Pacific Ocean and Atlantic Ocean, and we import 90% of our seafood. Doesn't that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And then I wondered, why does no action was taken? So I have many, many questions, and I think things just don't make any sense. But the mainstream media, everything just normal. Nothing is up. But I still have very deep doubt what this country is heading down road. A little bit about myself. I grew up during the communist time. I know exactly what big government, what dictatorship is all about. I come from a country with a thousands of years tyranny history. I can recognize the control, the manipulations, thousand miles away. And I can smell that is coming to America. America is the greatest country ever created on earth. And I am very proud to call myself an American. We are the land of immigrants, of people love freedoms. And this is what this country founded upon. If our founding father love control so much, they just stay in England. People didn't have a Boeing 747 better. They have to reach their life to come here. This is how strong they love freedoms. How strong. And right now, America is the only one standing in the world. You look at the European, that's where our founding father coming from. Right? European feminized their men. They can't even rely on their own men to protect their own country. They're freaking out if you say, okay, American men will not protect you, ask your own men to defend your own country. They're freaking out.
Yeah.
You have no idea. I mean, this is God's mission, create America. We are the last hope standing in human time. And we must protect our freedom. And we must not let it go in our generation and under our watch. a man we elect to the White House. He's doing a great job. People are freaking out when President actually delivered his campaign promise. President Trump is a man of action. Well, people get so used to politics, you just keep talking, not doing anything. So all of a sudden, you got a man of action. I said, oh my God, you're not supposed to do that. But that is what we are expecting for our elected officials, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's so important for us to voice our voice to support our president. He is our president.
Yeah.
Yeah. Deal with the Democrat.
We are the ones voting him. We are the ones supporting him. And he is represent us, American, right here.
Yeah.
We wish him well. We will support him. We will stand on our principle. We will hold the torch of freedom to pass down to our future generation. And this is our job. We should not let our country down on the drain in our generation and under our watch. We will stand with President Trump.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't tell you how much I'm proud to be American. I just met two other gentlemen right here, one from Iraq, one from Egypt, and they are Trump supporters. The media saying Trump hate immigrants. No, he does not hate immigrants. He hate people breaking the law.
Yeah.
A man married to immigrants, you say he hates immigrants. Well, I can tell you, I am very proud of America. When I, 10 years ago, when I put my hand over my heart, pledged allegiance to American flag, you have no idea, that was enormous pride. And every day when I say that allegiance pledge, it's still bringing up the memories. Wow. I was not born here, but American generous enough to give me the opportunity to become American. And I want to be part of the force to protect our sovereignty, individual sovereignty against tyranny government, and protect our freedom in this world. And I want to fight alongside with each and every single one of you. And again, my name is Sue Duke. I ran for U.S. Congress in the 4th District in the concentration of the People of the Republic of Charlie Hill. We want to make our voice heard. This is the true American right here. This is what I signed up for as an American citizen. This is what I signed up for. Not a whole bunch of things. The mainstream media, what American principles. I read history. I know how Roman Empire fought. I come from a country, have generations of thousands of years of a tyranny government, and that's the first time ever in my life I feel like a free person, and I want to protect. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, again, it's such an honor to be here with you, and God bless America, and God bless President Trump.
One more time for Sue Gooch.
We can't thank him enough for all he does. Executive Director of the Republican Party, Dallas Woodhouse.
How's everybody doing? These are my Stop Hillary sunglasses we had from the campaign. The hashtag was shady. I keep that as a souvenir because they're still shady. First thing I want to do is I want to thank the law enforcement that's out here today protecting your rights. They also protect the rights of the left to come out here, and they have those rights. And they're angry. We're not angry, are we? But I want to talk to you. You've heard a lot about what Donald Trump is about. And I wear this sweatshirt today. I take great honor. I wore this to the inaugural in Washington. I was up there for the week. I met so many great people. And Trump was so much bigger than the Republican Party or the Republican movement. And I want to say that to everybody, because I know there are Democrats here, and we want to keep you. And we want you, and we want you part of this. Donald Trump has not only energized our party for the better, he has helped change our party for the better. Now, my son Jackson's here with me today, and we have a baseball practice coming up. So I have my mitt here. And I do all this because of Jackson. I do all this because of my younger son Cooper and my wife. I want them to live in a safe and powerful United States of America. Because when we don't draw red lines and keep to them, nothing good happens in the world. Now, a little word about baseball. Great baseball hitters don't hit everything, right? I think Ted Williams was the best hitter in the major leagues ever, and he hit 4 out of 10 times. So you don't have to hit every ball that comes to you. We're hitting a lot right now. But let me show you what you do have to do. Please don't. You got to catch the balls that come to you. You got to catch the balls that are fired at you, because if they go behind the plate, you may not be able to swing and hit the ball 2 or 3 times out of 10. But if you miss the ones that are thrown to you, that's cute, Jackson. If you miss the ones that are thrown to you, the other side can score. We can't let the other side score. That's why we've got to have you. That's why you have to be part of this team every day. So many balls are being fired at Donald Trump. He cannot catch them all. He cannot catch all the incoming fire from the press and from the left. You have to be standing behind him with the catcher's mitt and help him. And I want to tell you a little bit about how you can do that, because what you have to do today, and this has been a great event. I want to thank Terry and the organizers and you for coming out here today. It's a beautiful day. Not quite as warm as it's been. I know people like Hal traveling from down east, down to the coast. We appreciate y'all being here. This is what we need to do. I'm proud of what the Republican Party in North Carolina did this year. We won a lot of races.
Yeah.
We won a lot.
Yeah.
And we were able to do that in large part because of the energy and the message that Donald Trump brought to us. However, we just talked, our last speaker talked a little bit about the numbers. You have to have the numbers to make these things work. Now, I just want to give you one example. Since Barack Obama's first election and Trump's election, we improved Republican registration numbers by about 150,000. There used to be 800,000 more registered Democrats in North Carolina. We're down to 650,000. Now, that's because we signed up a lot of new Republicans. It's also because of Barack Obama, people fled the Democrat Party like the sinking ship that it is, and we've seen that all over the country. But here's what I would say. We have got to continue to keep working on this in the future. We improved our registration numbers 150,000, and that took us 8 years. Donald Trump won by about 170,000. Those numbers are closely correlated for a reason. They call it political science for a reason. So there's two or three things that you can take away here today to help Donald Trump and help your state. Number one, who here's ever been to a county party meeting? A handful of you, about half of you haven't. I encourage you to do that. The Wake County Convention is coming up. Your local county convention. There are district conventions. Guests are allowed at our state convention. In 4 years from now, we'll be electing delegates to help re-elect Donald Trump. And we want a new, enthusiastic, strong group of new Republicans to be there that started with Donald Trump, but grew past Donald Trump and became the Donald Trump movement. One that helps put conservatives in office, helps enact conservative policies, and puts the death nail in the coffin of the Democrats. You can help us register voters by carrying registration forms around with you. And when you meet people, they like Donald Trump, well, are you registered to vote? Are you registered in the right place? You know what the difference could be here if everybody here over the next year just registered 5 voters? Just 5 voters. And I'd like you to find your friends, that, and there's a lot of them in North Carolina, and they're good people. Matter of fact, if they didn't vote for us a lot, we'd never win a race anyway. They're registered Democrats. Well, it's time for them to shed the bonds of the past and come and change their registration and become Republicans. Because the Republican Party and Donald Trump are now one. And we will continue to be one with you. Something else. We obviously have a lot of work to do to get past the media filter. Your work on Facebook, on Twitter, on social media, word of mouth, sending out emails to your friends. If you don't get emails I send out from the North Carolina Republican Party, you should. They're free. It's easy. Just go to nc.gop and sign up today. There's a lot of information there about how to be involved and the policy fights that we are engaged in. Now, I want to talk about a couple of those policies that are important to me. I have never been more excited of a presidential appointee than when I saw Donald Trump named Betsy DeVos as our education secretary. Betsy DeVos is going to do for American children what Republicans in that building are already doing for North Carolina children, giving them options to pick the best education of their choice and giving parents the power to do what is right for their children. I am a beneficiary of this. My younger child, Cooper, is 8 years old now, has benefited both of my children. They are in a great charter school. My youngest child, Cooper, has benefited from the special needs tax credit. Other children are benefiting from our opportunity scholarships. If Roy Cooper gets his way, he will put an end to that in North Carolina. And folks, we have got to have you to help stop that. He would assign children back to the schools that bureaucrats say they should go to, whether they are working or not. And guys, it is wrong. It is wrong in Raleigh, it is wrong in Ramshore, and it is wrong all over this country. People need choice in education. Donald Trump believes it, and these Republicans behind us believe it, and Roy Cooper doesn't. And hold him accountable for it. We have got to grow this movement in North Carolina. We've got to do it through registration. We've got to do it through reaching out to new voters as they move to North Carolina. When people come into your neighborhood, when they, some of you are in retirement communities, when they come in, are they registered? Are they registered in the right place? That is something that each and everybody can help us with. We have organized efforts at the party, and I hope that you will join those. Something else. Donald Trump is dedicated to doing something about the out-of-control spending in America. And he can look to North Carolina as an example. There is a reason that under Republican leadership, we have a surplus in the bank and we are not facing massive deficits. It's because we got our spending in control and we have prioritized what we are supposed to do
in North Carolina. And Trump is doing that for America. And I'm proud that Republicans have shown the way here in our state. I don't know if you saw that this week, but Roy Cooper has proposed $1 billion in new spending. And he has proposed putting 680,000 new people on Medicaid, most of them able-bodied of working age. Now look, Medicaid does some good things for children and pregnant women as it was designed to, but we should not continue to force able-bodied people out of the insurance system and into government-run programs because they will be there and they will be trapped in them. And one thing we're going to do, our congressional leaders in North Carolina are behind it, and with your help, we are going to repeal and replace Obamacare once and for all. And while Roy Cooper wants to expand Obamacare, we are going to end it. This cannot be an end for you today. We are going to need people in 2018 to help us. If not, we will lose our Republican supermajorities. There's no doubt in my mind about it. We don't have any statewide elections, and we have some very difficult legislative elections in front of us. We have a very close margin in the House, state House, on keeping that supermajority, keeping Roy Cooper at bay. We're going to need you. And some of you who thought you would never do it, we're going to need you to put your name on a ballot. Because we cannot let one Democrat have a free pass in North Carolina. The Democrats that are running in North Carolina this week proposed more government unions, doubling of the minimum wage, hurting people of low income and keeping young people out of their first jobs. They have a radical, far leftist agenda, and they must be challenged at every step of the way. And we need people who believe in what Donald Trump is doing running in these districts. Even if it is a virtually impossible district to run, we need your voice. We need people speaking for the conservative beliefs, the Donald Trump beliefs. We need that when people run for the courthouse, and we need it when people run for the White House. Yeah. Republicans are at an all-time high in elected office in America, or at least since the 1920s. It means it's difficult to go up, and the fall can be hard. That's why we have got to continue to grow, bring new people in, register voters, and speak out when we see right, and speak out when we see wrong. And folks, we can do it together. I am as encouraged as I have been in a long time. We're strengthening our military. We're getting our spending in check. We're giving our parents options. And the thing that I think is most important that we pass over the next year or so is fundamental tax reform in D.C. Yeah. We have the highest corporate tax, which is of anywhere that puts it on in the world. Our income tax system is broken. It makes no sense. And we have seen what a lower and flatter tax code can do in North Carolina. We have nearly $1 billion in the bank and maybe head for $1 billion surplus in North Carolina because we reformed the tax code and we stopped punishing job creators and savers and people who invest. And what we did is we put it back in their pockets, out of the government, and let people use their God-given talents and their money to make North Carolina great again. We have got to do that all over this country. Donald Trump is doing great things for America, but he can't catch it all by himself, and he can't hit every ball. You have to stand up, stand by the plate, and take a swing. And as the fly balls come and the balls go past, you have to help catch. Because folks, we're in this together. We can make this work. We, the people, can help Donald Trump make America great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dallas. Thank you, all our speakers. Thank you to all the volunteers that contributed their time and energy to help make this a great event. Reminder, March 25th, the permit has been pulled. We're coming back here again. Everybody come and bring five friends. This should be a growing, ongoing project for all of you. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Get home safe. Bring your trash up when you leave. Put our t-shirts and stuff. God bless you all.